The Eagles are looking to bounce back from last year's 4-7 record, but replacing some big-time playmakers from that team could be difficult. The Eagles' biggest challenge is replacing record-setting quarterback Austin Gayhafer after a QB battle in the spring and the first few practices in the fall. Redshirt junior Lawson Page beat out senior Jack Sherry for the job. While he says he's excited to lead the team, Page says he doesn't feel any added pressure trying to live up to Gayhafer's career.
I think every quarterback has, you know, it's going to have its challenges, you know, just keeping everybody upbeat, keeping, you know, when things are down, you know, keeping everybody up, you know, no matter how far down we get, we can always come back.
Another area of concern for MSU is on the defensive side of the ball. The Eagles lost their top three leading tacklers from last year's squad, with Ryan Bennett and Brandon Lauder both graduating, and with standout D lineman Cope Briggs leaving Moorhead to attend medical school at the University of Pikeville. Defensive coordinator Zach Moore says replacing Briggs will be a big-time feat to overcome.
And we knew that wherever he was lined up, you know, that was going to be taken care of and plays were going to be made because he was, you know, the most productive defensive lineman in the league last year, if not, you know, one of the most productive in the nation in FCS. So we just got to get the next guy up. We have other guys that have been playing behind him, you know, for a couple of years, and now it's their opportunity. So his choice to leave the team to pursue a medical career is just another opportunity for somebody like Jeremiah Draper and Jamil Butler and Dante Jones and, you know, David Devon. Those guys all have an opportunity now to fill his spot.
Despite last season's disappointing record, the Eagles' offense did connect for an average of 32 points per game and nearly 550 yards per game, something that leading returning wide receiver Christian Robinson expects to continue.
We're going to keep it going, probably even more explosive than last year. We got a lot of talent on the outside and inside in the slot. Got some pretty good running backs coming back. A couple running backs that came in, we should be good.
The Eagles have their second team scrimmage of the preseason this Saturday, and head coach Rob Tenier wants to see, among other things, his guys execute the playbook a little better than they did last Saturday.
Just some major improvement from the first week to the second week, you know, and trying to evaluate some players at some positions. We're going to sit down as a staff today and look at our depth chart and try and project, you know, who's going to be on the bus and who we need to start, you know, getting a little few more reps in team period and Skelly period and things like that. So, you know, just a big jump in production.
MSU's preseason work will conclude in 3 weeks from today when they host Kentucky Christian at Jane Stadium at 6 p.m. on August the 31st. For Moorhead State Public Radio Sports, I'm Braxton Howard.